The Interview by C.M. Ewan. Read by Georgia Maguire.
A fist bangs on a sheet of glass. Bangs again. On one side of the glass, all is still and hushed. On the other side, the air sings with shouts and screams. 130 feet up, in the middle of a city of 9 million people, and nobody hears or sees a thing. CV. Kate Harding, 17B Beaumont Street, Balham, London. kharding@mycontact.com. I'm an experienced PR account manager, a graduate from City, University of London, with a 2-1 honours degree in media, communications and sociology, and a former flight attendant with excellent customer care and problem-solving abilities. My career goal is to secure a senior account manager role that enables me to hone my creative and business expertise and take on more responsibility at a dynamic, industry-leading PR agency with a focus on the travel sector. Employment. Account manager with Simple PR and Communications, September 2021 to present. At Simple, I have managed a portfolio of clients including Coachman European Travel, HomeSense Holidays and Scandinavian Getaways. PR Account Executive rising to PR Account Manager at MarshJet Aerospace Engineering, September 2014 to March 2021. PR Assistant at MarshJet, September 2013 to September 2014. Flight Attendant with Global Air, September 2009 to September 2013. Education. 2-1 Honours Degree in Media, Communications and Sociology from City, University of London. Diploma in Air Cabin Crew Level 2. 9 GCSEs, 4 Grade A's, 4 Grade B's, 1 Grade C. Activities and Achievements. I am fluent in French and Spanish. I speak good German. I hold an advanced first aid at work qualification. I run regularly and I enjoy swimming. Chapter 1. Friday, 5:03 p.m. The worst thing that can happen to you in an interview is getting caught in a lie. Everybody knows that. It was one more thing for me to stress about as I waited to get inside 55 Ludgate Hill. Come on, come on. The revolving glass doors were moving too slowly. Anguish tugged at my insides. I darted forwards and back, forwards and back, then finally burst free and bolted for the front desk. There were 3 security personnel on duty, 1 woman, 2 men. Behind them was a back room where I could see a grid of surveillance monitors flickering against a wall. My name is Kate Harding. I was panting, short of breath. I'm late for a 5 p.m. appointment with Edge Communications.
I see.
The guard nearest to me lifted a phone to his ear. He had a stiff, business-like demeanour. Early 60s, balding with a moustache, dressed in a navy blazer with shiny brass buttons.
Let me call up for you. Sign the visitor book, please.
I grabbed a pen, scrawled down my details. My hand was shaking. I could feel perspiration bubbling on the back of my neck despite the cool lobby air. Had I blown it already? After waiting all day Friday, a tube delay had forced me to run here from Blackfriars Station. I'd had anxiety dreams where I was late for my interview. Now it was actually happening. Then there was my CV. Oh, why had I added that line about swimming? I suppose it wasn't a total lie. I used to enjoy swimming. A long time ago, I was a member of a club. It had been a much more sociable way to stay fit than the gruelling dawn jogs I'd been taking around Tooting Common for the past 9 months. But if they asked about the last time I'd been swimming, I'd have no idea what to say. It was definitely before my life was upended. Everything was. The guard set down his phone.
They're sending someone down to collect you, but they're running a little behind themselves, so they've asked if you could take a seat for the time being.
He pointed to an area behind me, and I spun to take in the lavish atrium for the first time. The lobby was enormous.